Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Sunday, the 10th of May, 2015. I'm Steve, and we have got Colin. How you doing, Col?
Doing good, mate, doing good.
Good, good, good. Right, let's get
well,
straight into
not,
it then.
Not so good for the football,
well,
anyway.
We're a football podcast. All we talk about is football. But first of all, obviously, last week's show, we had a brilliant Adam Richman talking about his beloved Tottenham. And, you know, for a guy that's, you know, so famous, let's be frank about it. I mean, he's massive in America. And people in England, you know, people who I was speaking to don't follow football. And, you know, my wife's friends and people at school telling them about Adam Richman, they were like, oh, my God, you know, I love Man Versus Food. You know, it's such a good program. And to have him on was brilliant. And he spoke so fantastically, didn't he, and so passionately about Tottenham. So if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. It's I purposely, we recorded a show, didn't we? And then I phoned him and decided to put his interview in the middle. So you have to listen to about 15 minutes of me and Cole rattling on. Then it's the interview with him, which is about 45 minutes. And then there's the rest of our normal show afterwards. So that's why it's such a long episode as well. We wouldn't normally do an hour and a half, but that's the reason. Normally we'd do about half an hour to 45 minutes because I think that's how long people can suffer us for. But there we go. So no, it's absolutely brilliant. And you know, luckily I haven't had one person come back to me and say, you know, he shouldn't be a Spurs fan, blah, blah, blah. And hopefully, you know, that's put that to bed now. Because you know, if you want to be a Spurs fan, be a Spurs fan.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I really enjoyed listening to the show myself. And it was one of those ones that, you know, you didn't want to end.
Yeah.
Because as you say, it's such a big name. And look, guys, anybody listening out there, get retweeting for us on Twitter. It's one thing. Like I notice other pages and things on Twitter that get, you know, hundreds of retweets. Get that show, definitely retweet it and get as many people, because there's a lot of people went against the guy, you know, whether all the stuff started that he wasn't a real Spurs fan. And, you know, for someone like that to come on our show and to really tell it how it is and to be so truthful, it's definitely worth listening to, guys. And if you haven't listened to it, definitely listen. Even forward through me and Steve and just listen to that bit, because it clears up so many questions that people had. And get it out there, get the word out, you know.
Yeah, it's great stuff. But anyway, listen, mate, we obviously didn't do a show last week. You know, in a nutshell, we played Man City. We played really, really well. But unfortunately, we lost 1-0.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, Paulinho near to the end and what have you. You know, we won't dwell on that too much because we've got far too much nutshells to talk about. But I, you know, everybody said, you know, this is the Spurs way. We play so well. If we can carry on with that, we'll definitely get results in the last three games. And who knows? But we know what Spurs are like. Very next game. You know, Stoke, virtually the same team, and everybody was so below par. Did you see the game, Cole? Did you or just watch the highlights? Or
yeah, sort of watched extended highlights, you know, on Football First. And you know, as you say, just to quickly go back to Man City, because we didn't do it, you know, I was actually quite pleased with the performance.
Yeah,
it was a typical Spurs no luck on the day, just couldn't get that ball in the back of net. But I actually sat and said to myself, you know, why can't we play like this when we're playing the likes of the Stokes at home and the West Broms and you know, these teams that we seem to drop points against. And, you know, it was really, really frustrating. But as you say, you know, you move on to yesterday and it was just like, poof, just an absolute kick in the teeth.
Mm.
But, you know, everybody's, you know, rambling on. Are these guys on the beach already? People are talking about, you know, Spurs, you know, they don't want to finish in the Europa League, and we'll try not to harp on about that. But, you know, there's no way, you know, when I think about it and looked at yesterday's game and sort of went, there's no way these guys are professionals that they're going out just to lose a game.
No.
To me, these guys have to be going out now. And what I think is maybe going on, you know, is Pochettino is maybe playing certain players to have a look at them. And these guys, you know, they're in the shop window now, either to be bought by somebody or to stay at Spurs. And I think that's what's going on. And yesterday, there's not too many of them looked like they want to be there. And it was, oh, it was brutal, Steve, to put it politely.
Yeah,
absolutely brutal. You know, to watch highlights and see that our only chances were a flicked on deflection from their defender that hit the cross. Keeper actually made a good save on the crossbar. And I think a Christian Eriksen shot. You know, it's just beyond belief. It really is. It's so poor.
Performances have been absolutely... I mean, I think Alan Sugar tweeted that everyone was below par apart from Eriksen. Sorry, you must have been watching a different game because I thought everyone was well below par, including Eriksen, who I know he's got his critics for not putting his foot in. All right, fine, don't put your foot in. But my goodness, get hold of that ball and do something with it. Not just some old shot, you know, halfway through the first half or whenever he had it. Demand that ball, show us your skills, do those little nutmegs you do, and put people through. I mean, he looks so disinterested, and he has done ever since he scored against Sheffield United. Carry on, mate.
Yeah, no, look, I agree, but I think you have to run through the whole team. Why I looked at it and went, you know, why is this guy Yedlin not even getting a run out? You know, Kerkhayes, you know, what's that about? You know, I think we all know that this guy's probably going to go. He was a liability, you know. He actually probably done us a favour by getting sent off.
Yeah.
In the game, and we'll probably play better once he was gone. You know, get the likes of Yedlin on. Let us see these guys. Yes, we don't have a big lot to play for. But, you know, there's a lot of people still, you know, want to be in Europe. I see, you know, there's a massive campaign. You know, that's where we should be. And deep down, I agree with it as well. You know, deep down, I want to be in that Europa League. And I think we will be. I just sort of fancy a year's break, you know, away from it just to see what would happen. And I was actually looking at the league table there today and going, you know what, Swansea beat Arsenal tomorrow night. We could actually finish eighth, you know, if results go our way.
Yeah.
But it's... You know, that's just so frustrating. And I think all of us just get sick to the back teeth of every time, you know, probably from March onwards, we seem to do this. Or it seems to be every time we beat Arsenal. I hope when the fixtures come out next year, we don't have Arsenal with about 10 or 12 games to go.
Yeah.
Because we seem to always play brilliant, be right in the melting pot.
Yeah.
When we're playing Arsenal, beat Arsenal, then Arsenal go and win every game. Like Arsenal have won 9 games and drew 1, I think it is, since we beat them.
Yeah.
And we just seem to just disappear. And I think everybody's just fed up. You know, obviously there was the Pochettino out things you're seeing on Twitter. Now, that's just a load of rubbish. I'm 100% behind the guy. I'm really quite excited. I've been reading a few articles about, you know, I think there's plans in place to, you know, straight away, as soon as this season's over, you know, things are going to happen, you know, very, very quickly by the looks of it. And that's what I'm excited about. And you know, I'm well behind this guy. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in the summer. This time next year is the time to judge. I'm not even saying Christmas, Steve.
Yeah.
I want this guy another full season and we'll see where we are this time next year. And I think you could see the frustration on his face as well at the end of the game. He was not a happy man, not a happy man sitting on that bench.
Yeah. I mean, with regards to him, a couple of things. First of all, I sent a message. Sent a message saying, because a lot of people say this, what Poch is trying to do, I can see what he's trying to do, and the players need to understand what Poch is trying to do, and I don't know what he's trying to do. Is he playing? You know, it's kind of like, okay, Harry Redknapp, we know his style, it's all out attack, it's getting forward. It's, you know, let them, yeah, they'll score, but we'll score more. We know his style. Jose Mourinho, we know what he's trying to do. He wants to go 1 or 2 nil up and then shut up shop. Yeah, that's his style. And when he came to us, it was, what he does is this high pressing thing. Well, I don't know what that is because every game we seem to be playing different styles. So I don't know what he's trying to do, apart from obviously win football matches. I must not be that technically minded. to see what he's, you know, in quotations, trying to do. One thing he's certainly doing is picking the same side over and over again. Go on, what do you think that means?
Yeah, well, personally, just you saying it there and what I've thought about, I think what he's trying to do and what he wants to do, he can't do because he doesn't have the players, Steve. And I think deep down he knows it. He can't obviously come out and say that, look, we don't have the players to play my way. I think that's going to be the difference. If you think of Southampton, you know, when he got into second season, this guy Mitchell, who's now at Spurs, brought in his players to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And if you think of Southampton, like even if you go back to last year, remember we were very fortunate to beat them with a last-minute goal last year at White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
You think of how well Southampton played in those matches, with very, very little to play for at that time of the season. And they're passing, you know, they're pressing, you know, their ability to hold on to the ball. They make teams like Spurs actually look poor compared to Southampton. I think that's what he's about. Well, personally, Steve, he doesn't have the players to do it.
But
he doesn't have the squad, and there needs to be major, major overhaul of this squad.
But we're Tottenham Hotspur. We are sitting sixth. We are demonstrably, from the last, let's say 10 years, a team that finishes between eighth and fourth once. No, twice, sorry, twice. So that's what we are. That's where we are at the moment. Top players won't come to us unless there's a situation like, for example, when we did qualify for the Champions League and Van der Vaart wasn't wanted by Real Madrid, so we managed to get him, which was absolutely brilliant. A Modric who's, you know, in a worse league, we managed to nab him, and other players have come through, you know, other superstars like Gareth Bale. You know, we were very fortunate the way that he developed, obviously. The thing is, we've got these players who, 1 week they're fantastic. Against Man City, Bentaleb was brilliant. Mason wasn't so much. It reversed, in my opinion, against Southampton. Against Stoke. You know, definitely Mason wasn't great, but he was better than Bentaleb because Bentaleb kept giving the ball away.
Yeah.
And after all Spurs all week have said what a player this Bentaleb is and what a player he's going to be, and I do agree. But then why does he go to Stoke and give the ball away constantly? Why can't he be consistent? And you're right with the fact that we need the players, but who are we going to get? Because every player, Cole, that is discussed. And let's do the same one again. And he played on Saturday, and he absolutely had Harry Kane by the scruff of the neck, and at one point give him a little shove to say hey, listen, you know, Bobby Big whatever's, you know, you're this new England superstar. Well, you know, I've got you in my back pocket, mate. Who am I talking about?
Yeah, your mate Ryan Shawcross.
Ryan Shawcross. He was absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal. And you don't like him, and I mention it, quite a lot. That sort of player. No, we don't want him. We don't want this guy. Is a captain, and he's been captain for 5 or 6 years of a mid-table club. It's time for him to make the step up, right? And I know no one else talks about him, and everyone else thinks he's a thug and what have you, but. Don't Tottenham Hotspur need someone to come in and start kicking people? Or are we just going to be the fancy Dan, you know, we love our great footballers, football club, and just carry on being whitewashed and pushed by everybody around? Why can't we get someone to come in and who is a bit of a thug, he is the captain of a mid-table Premiership club, right? So he's got to be half decent. I don't know. I don't watch him. I haven't got a clue what he's like. I'm just going by evidence that, he plays week in, week out. He knows the Premiership, and he had Harry Kane in his back pocket for 90 minutes. And he probably did the other game as well. Go on.
Look, it's a good point that you've made, and it's someone that I've always been, there's no way we can go. But listen to what you're saying there, actually. You know what? You could actually be right. Maybe this is what we need to go for. This is where it's going to be interesting. And I said it on the last show. You know, people need to realise we are not going to sign the top players. Forget about it. You know, like, I've seen rumours on Facebook and Twitter there, you know, about Gareth Bale coming back.
Forget about it, people.
There's no way Gareth Bale, even if he loves the club, he's not coming back to Spurs. So, you know, get over it.
Yeah.
I agree, and I think Pochettino, the article that I read, is that he's looking at Premiership players, people that have been there and done it. And this is what we've got to wait. It could be the likes of a Shawcross. We certainly need two new centre-halves.
Yeah.
You know, without any doubt. Do you know what? Thinking about what you just said, there mightn't be anybody better. Maybe he's like a John Terry. You know, that's what we need. Michael Dawson, I watched him, you know, his commitment. I think another year would have been great for Michael Dawson as well, just to have someone like that still at the club. But I think, honestly, and I know it's all speculation, you know, there's Depay's going to Man United. We were linked with him for the last 2 years. You know, these guys are gone now.
Yeah, Schneiderlin is going to Arsenal. So you can forget about him as well. And other podcasts have talked about him for 20, 25 minutes, all about his qualities and he's a poch man and all this. Schneiderlin is going to go to Liverpool or maybe not Liverpool now, actually, because they're not going to finish in the top four. He'll go to a top four side or he'll go abroad. He will not go. Why would he go? Why would he come to Tottenham?
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is it. And, you know, he was one, like, to be honest with you, my thinking of it, he was top of my list.
Yeah.
He's the kind of player. Our only hope is that he had such a relationship with Pochettino that he will come. You know, that's our biggest hope. But
I'd say the best chance we've got is if none of the top four go for him.
Yeah.
And because if any of those other top four go for, you know, we'll have Schneider. And Arsenal are talking about it. So, you know, and they need a defensive midfielder who's you know, so, and they'll say, right, come to us. You know, the amount of clout that they've got, unfortunately, you know, and we are in this sort of this episode in our career, you know, in our Spurs life, where we have to snap out of it, but it's so hard to do it. What do you think, Steve?
I was chatting to a guy today, a big Spurs guy, and he was saying, you know, look, do you think he's going to get rid of, say, 9 or 10 players and then bring in 6 or 7? Or is he going to get rid of a load and bring in 3 or 4? What do you think? I really don't know what he's going to do, but to me, there's nine or ten players have to go.
Yeah.
They really do.
It's so hard because you've got these big, big names as well, like Dembele, who hasn't you know, featured really since that awful performance against West Ham. And when he comes on, he looks the most disinterested bloke ever. So there's no point at bringing him on. Soldado, again, you know, I said it 2 weeks ago that what's the point of bringing him on? Came on against Man City, did nothing. Came on against Stoke, did nothing. I didn't even know he was on the pitch. And he'd been on for about 20 minutes against Stoke. And so, you know, there's a couple of names, obviously, the people who don't even feature, like Kapu and Cabal, and Lennon, of course, who people are saying won't play for Spurs again. Then you've got people who the fans absolutely can't stand, like Townsend and Adebayor, and obviously Kirakesh. You know, these are people that just the fans have got just gone, no, we never want to see these guys again. And then you've got people that I think, you know, see you later, and people say you've got to build the side around Lamella. Well, sorry, he's done a couple of decent things in the last couple of weeks. But yesterday, again, he just doesn't look like a Premiership player. And if we can get a good, you know, few million for him, you know, I think we just go, okay. But people are saying build the side around him. I mean, I don't know what they're looking at. You know,
I agree.
Because he's 30 million doesn't mean you build the side around him. Yeah. He has to actually do something rather than, you know, play a couple of ball. You know, he slipped the ball into Harry Kane to score against Newcastle, but I could have played that pass. You know,
I know that, this is
not exactly Ginola, is it? It's not exactly, you know, Ginola against Barnsley.
Yeah.
You know, or whacking him in, you know, remember that Leeds game and all that?
Yeah. as you know, like I've been the biggest one to try and give him as much time as possible. But again, I think I said there not so long ago, you know, I think just looking at him, as you say, I personally think, look, if we got a half-decent fee, and I think you could get it for him, where he'll maybe go back to Italy or France or somewhere like that. He's got to go, Steve. He's not a Spurs player.
No, if we don't, fine, give him another season, but don't build the side around him.
Yeah.
My goodness, you know.
Before, look, we need two centre halves. We might need a new goalkeeper.
Yeah.
You know, did you see the picture? I've seen the picture in the back of the paper today, and it was this, or maybe it was on Facebook. This is Spurs, and it was Lloris Lann in the back of the net with his hands on his head.
Well, he was at fault, in my opinion, for the second goal.
Yeah.
And again, mate, other people have said there aren't many good goalkeepers around. I think there are. I think there are a load of good goalkeepers.
Well, I think there's something happening at Stoke with Berkovic. He was at us before. You could see and he's a good keeper. You know, Petr Cech.
I'd rather have Petr Cech than Lloris. And Lloris is a great goalie. And one thing, Cole, someone said about, you know, losing Modric, losing Bale, losing Lloris. Sorry, losing a goalkeeper is not the same as losing your talisman midfielder or attacker. Yeah. You know, losing a goalkeeper is not that bad, especially if you get a load of money.
I agree. I think, you know, losing the likes of a Bale or Liverpool approved, losing a Suarez and, you know, people like that, you know, it's a bigger loss. Yes, like, don't get us wrong here if you're listening. You know, we don't want Lloris to go. I want him to stay, and so does Steve. But, you know, it can be replaced. It can be replaced. There's other good keepers out there, the likes of Cech, and, you know, Petr Cech can come to Spurs and know that he's got another two full seasons playing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, you know,
it's very,
because the likes of Liverpool are sniffing around them. So are Arsenal.
It's very subtle, Carl. And this might not mean anything to anybody, and they might go, "What are you banging on about?" But why is Lloris wearing last year's goalkeeping outfit?
I never even noticed.
Yeah, he's wearing last season's. I mean, that's a bit Spurs-like to me. I'm thinking, could they not work out that the teams that we're playing a certain colour? So therefore, we can't have a purple goalkeeping kit and a maroon goalkeeping kit, which we've got this year. Because they're so, you know, you might need a green one, but you might need a different colour or an orange one, which he wore, you know, but obviously with this season's design. And I think that's happened a couple of times. Why are Spurs playing in yellow for the fourth time in a row? My little boy has got the black kit. And he's sitting there going, "Daddy, why aren't they playing in the black kit? Because I've got the black kit." You know, because it's lucky? I don't know. But those little things, those little subtle things, I think to myself, that's typical Spurs, that is. Obviously, they're trying to shift all the... They've got a backlog of yellow kits in the warehouse. They've got to try and get rid of. So they just go, "Oh, we better wear the yellow kit again."
Yeah, definitely. You're probably right.
Those little things just annoy me. But
it's going to be interesting. And say, I love transfer rumour time. And, you know, it's one thing, sort of, once you get into, you know, you get through June, coming into July, you know, it gets exciting again. And, you know, it's really going to be interesting. Hate the thought of the season ending because there's no more football, but I think it's time. We just need it at the end. And, like, to be honest with you, and we'll probably chat about it, I can't see us getting anything against Hull. I really can't. Well, Hull are fighting for their lives.
That's an absolutely brilliant point. Again, you knew watching that Man City coming away from it, oh, this is looking good. We played all right. Play like that against Hull and we'll win 3 or 4. Well, we won't play like that against Hull. I tell you now, if we... Three things, right? If we lose that game, I will not be surprised at all. If we get anything out of it, I will be really surprised. And I would put my last pound on us playing badly. That is for sure.
I think we will not play
well against Hull. We might nick it. You know, we may well do. But, you know, trouble is, a lot of these games, what the difference is this season, I think, compared to other seasons, and even under AVB. Looking at the stats under AVB, okay, the football wasn't that great. You know, it was a bit boring. But double the number of chances. Do you remember? We used to sit here going, okay, it's a bit slow, it's a bit tedious, the build-up, but we've had 10 really good chances, whereas they've had two and we've lost 1-0. You know, now it's about even with the old chances. So things are going, you know, not that great.
Well, we've just got to hope it gets changed. You know, we've just really got to hope that it gets changed.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, with regards to Pochettino, and I am not a Poch out man at all. But then again, I have to make this clear, and everybody knows that has been listening from the start, that me and you, Cole, we were not a Harry out, we were not a ABB out. And we had a difference in opinion about Sherwood, didn't we? With regards to, I thought that we should have got behind him. They weren't going to change the manager. It'd be decided. And then people coming out with all these metaphors like he's poison and things. What does that even mean? I don't know. And then last week, this podcast said, go and read Roy Hodgson's book. Then you'll find out what he was like. Well, thanks. I'd rather watch paint dry than read Roy Hodgson's book. And if Roy Hodgson can't manage, you know, a player, then that's on him, isn't it? It's not on Tim Sherwood. And, you know, one final point on this. I don't know if I've said it to you. I said it in my head. I've said it a lot of times. Spurs fans, sorry. You know, he got another result yesterday against West Ham. Hold your hands up. That's all you can do. You cannot keep digging him out. Yeah, you know, someone tweeted, oh, it's all right because he'll be out of a job this time next year. Well, what a statement that is to make. He's doing absolute wonders. And by the way, he was excellent with our youth squad. And he got more points at Spurs than Pochettino did, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, and he managed Adebayor, who everybody knows is a great footballer, but it's just in his head that he needs, you know, and all this stuff coming out about his family and what have you. And Poch hasn't managed him at all. Perhaps he's unmanageable at the moment, which is fine. We don't know. We simply don't know. But Sherwood got something out of him. He also got something out of Cabal, because Cabal played most of those games. And you know, there's a comparisons.
Do you think, and funny I thought about this, is he the man that Spurs approach to get rid of Adebayor to when a swap deal for Benteke?
Well, I think Benteke will go to a top four club again.
I think so. Now, I think Liverpool were on, hopefully with Liverpool not failing.
Absolutely.
Or was failing today.
Absolutely.
But I thought about it today and went, hold on, Adebayor could be the man to go to Villa and a make weight. You know, you say to Sherwood, who got on well, he'll want to go and play for Sherwood. You know, we'll give you Adebayor and 10 million. Give us Benteke. That might be our only hope. Wow. Might be our only hope to get him. You might even be able to get rid of Kabul to him as well.
I think Man United or even a Chelsea, you know, Drogba might not stay another season.
You could see him go to Chelsea. You know,
of course. I can see Adebayor going to Chelsea, and I can see Adebayor doing well for Chelsea as well.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. But you know, these things, you know, I read these tweets and people say these things to me. I mean, I was having a conversation last week about Sherwood, and the standard response was, you know, he's a swear word, yeah? And I'm saying, well, what about the fact that he brought Kane in and he played him, didn't he, the last sort of 10 games of the season? He brought him through, didn't he? And he was his coach at youth level, wasn't he? You know, yeah. I don't know this. I'm guessing. Oh, yeah, that's fine. But he's still a bleep. Okay. You know, is that the response? You know, when people say he shouldn't be banging on about what a brilliant job he did at Spurs and all the brilliant stuff he did, you know, like he's some kind of messiah. Well, actually, what's happened is he's been absolutely berated by Spurs fans, knocking him, calling all the names under the sun. So in my opinion, he's just defending himself, isn't he? You know, but saying that, I'm going to say the other side now. Yesterday, when in his interview after the West Ham game, he was asked the question at the end, and he said, how many more games do you need before to win... to survive, and he looked like kind of straight at the camera and just went two and did this annoying smirk, and I was like, there it is. That's why people hate you, because you do sometimes come across like a right smug idiot, and I thought that was it. But
yeah,
sorry, you have to put these things aside and just
we're all good.
He done a decent job.
Yeah, you know? he did.
And he's citing the FA Cup final, mate.
Yeah, against Arsenal, and we'll definitely all be loving him from that there day. But look, you know, a couple more things before we finish. One thing we haven't mentioned, and I want to get it out there, and I'm sure you're the same as me, a massive congratulations to the Spurs poet, Davey Elder. We've got our newest and youngest listener of the Hotspurs podcast.
Yeah.
It's Noah Elder.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Davey and Rosie. I know Rosie's a Chelsea supporter, but, you know, there's another Spurs fan in the world. And a massive shout out to Davey, the Spurs poet, who's had a wee baby boy there on Friday, I think it was. So great stuff, mate. And looking forward to seeing you and catching up and meeting the young Spurs man. I'm sure you'll be getting a lot of Spurs gifts for him.
Yeah, the junior poet.
Yeah, definitely junior poet. He'll have to start up a Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to say, get that Twitter handle. The junior poet, brilliant.
Definitely.
So what we got? So we've got Hull coming up. So that'll be that'll be dire. And then we've got obviously Everton in the last game. You know, the thing is with these last couple of games, for me, I am not, absolutely not a let's lose them so we don't have to go into Europe. You know, above everything, I want Spurs to win. And you know, if that means getting into Europa, that means going into Europa. But if we don't, you know, it's not the be all and end all, because, you know, it might be good for us. And you know, I try and have these conversations about Europa, but obviously, you know, it's going to be boring now. So we won't go into it. But above everything, I want Spurs to win football matches.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and watching Spurs on a Thursday night, you know, is all right. Like I said to you, Cole, I didn't jump up and down. Even the Rabonda that people still bang on about, I couldn't tell you that was against. Could you?
No.
I don't know that was against. I don't know who Kane scored his hat trick against. Do you remember when he went in goal? I don't know who that was against.
No.
What about when the guys ran on with that ridiculous game that had to be suspended? What game was that? Yeah. I couldn't tell you. They all sort of mould into one, don't they?
I know.
So tell me this.
Are we live against Hull? Because obviously Hull have got a couple of big games left.
It's 3 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon.
It's 3 o'clock on Saturday, and you're going the last game of the home game of the season.
Well, I can't go, unfortunately, because I'm on a school trip day. So yeah.
Unfortunately, so 2 free seats then.
Well, no, they've gone.
Oh, right. Yeah. Here, actually, that's another thing we should shout out. I know Dan, our good friend Dan Jones.
Yeah.
If you go onto his Twitter and things, I think he's got a season ticket up for rent for next season. So if anybody is, you know, interested in that, there, you know, give us a shout on our page and we can pass it on to Dan there. You know, so
yeah.
I meant to shout that out earlier for him as well. But no. I'm sure Dan would be at the last game. If I had enough money and enough air miles, Steve, I'd be taking it.
Yeah.
No, I think I might get divorced. But
yeah, I don't know. I wonder if you can swap your season ticket so you can go to the Europa game and not to the Sunday game, because, you know, let's face it, you might as well go to the Europa game because we'll win that, because we certainly won't win the Sunday after. No, I mean, you know what though, Carl? What's quite funny is probably, because we've been banging on about this for so long, probably next year we'll be in Europa and we'll win those games on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And it'll all be completely turned on its head, you know, and we will actually play well when we play Hull this weekend and beat them like 4 or 5. Yeah.
I hope so.
You know, because these things happen, you know. One week Bentaleb is wonderful and Mason's awful. Then the next week they're both awful. And, you know, Paulinho, look at him. You know, he's absolutely dreadful. That's the worst shot I've ever seen. And then was terrific, wasn't he, in the last couple of games? And then where was he this weekend? Don't know.
I don't know.
But Spurs...
Looking after his new baby.
Vertonghen plays well, and he was dreadful against Stoke. You know, Dier was coming into his own at right back, then he was dreadful. And you know, what will probably happen is Kirakesh will probably score, play against Hull and score and be man of the match, because that's just...
Well, he's suspended, I think, so happy days.
Yeah, of course he is.
But look, let's just hope, you know, they put in a performance. You know, at the end of the day, it costs a lot of money to follow Spurs, you know, they get over and watch them, and the be all and end all is we want Spurs to win football games, and let's hope we get that in the last few games from them. Get the season over, see, let's see what this man does. I think you know, things can happen early.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see who goes, who comes in. And then next year, I think then everybody's got the right to start to question what way he plays and see what this guy's trying to do. I like him, Steve. I like the way he talks. I think he shows passion. And, you know, I'm quite excited about next year. But look, we need to remember, we're Spurs. We're a massive club, but we've got a small stadium and we're trying to compete with massive superpowers in football. And that is the biggest problem. And, you know, I hate saying it as well, but we've got to be realistic sometimes. And, you know, to get into that top four is going to take a massive push, a lot of luck as well. And let's just hope that we can get it for a change.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I mean, we've had these managers. We've got rid of them too soon, in our opinion. And so, you know, with Pochettino, definitely we've got to see it through. But like we said last week, Carl, you know, if somebody, you know, a big name comes along like Klopp, you know, it's something that, you know, you would consider. Although I think he'll probably go to, you know, one of the top sides as well, possibly, you know, Man City, which is interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, again, it's this Spurs thing where we go, well, we don't want him. And then they go to a much bigger, you know, someone like James Milner, who, you know, the Man City fans were singing his name last week. Whereas if you speak to the most Spurs fans, what about James Milner? Oh, no, we don't want James Milner. Well, every time I see him play, he's brilliant. So
yeah, I think he'd be a great player for us, but I think he's going to Liverpool as well.
Again, you know
what I'm saying, you know, you know, that's what's happening. And you know, people need to remember as well, and again, it's being honest, Liverpool won't be in the Champions League like ourselves, but Liverpool are, isn't their massive club?
Of course they are.
You know,
yeah.
They've still got a massive pool of a name.
Yeah.
And you know, but look, we've just got to keep our fingers crossed, get a couple of good games in here. Get half of these boys out and get in the players he wants, and let's go forward and let's get ready for next season. Let's hope we have a nice kit. Are we going to Nike next year?
No. We're still Under Armour.
Yeah, I'm glad. I love Under Armour. I think it's great stuff. I just hope I'd like something really different in the kit next year.
Yeah.
Really different. I think Under Armour can be a wee bit plain.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So I'd like, you know, a nice navy collar and, you know, something a bit different, you know.
Yeah, we want something different, definitely.
Yeah,
what's not different, though, Carl, interestingly, is I think Arsenal will definitely finish fourth. I think they've definitely secured that fourth position, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think they'll actually finish second this year.
No. You know, I promise sure you they'll finish fourth.
No, they'll finish second. But here, isn't it even better? Because it doesn't really make any difference. Just means they're a wee bit closer and they still failed, you know. So happy days. And sure, they'll probably go out in the group stages of the Champions League next year. We can all have a good laugh.
Yeah. All right, mate.
Okay, mate. Well, sure, we'll chat soon.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. Ta-da.
Okay. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, happy enough?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that was like an old show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.